Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Drone Watch 2024.
A slew of new developments on drones today. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck wraps up the latest in this report from Springfield Gardens, Queens.
In fact, is put that on the list of another place where drones are being sighted. Resident Rashawn McIntosh speaking about it with CBS New York.
And it had a lot of blinking lights. It was pretty low hovering to where I could tell, like, okay, that's maybe not a JFK-sized plane.
So what is the city doing about all of this? OEM tells us they are monitoring all of the reported drone sightings across the five boroughs, including unconfirmed reports of drones that were zipping around LaGuardia as well. And of course, this is getting the attention of many lawmakers in the tri-state area, including Congressman Chris Smith of New Jersey, who tells News Nation maybe now's the time to consider to start shooting down some of these drones.
They're over the ocean, too, and they're over water bodies. You know, there are ways of doing this in a sophisticated approach that's aggressive.
Mixed messages coming out of the federal government, it seems. Now, last night we got this from the FBI and Homeland Security. They are saying it appears many of these reported sightings are manned aircraft, they say operating lawfully. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Queens.
Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for the latest on this developing story. One person is dead, another hurt after a small plane crashed onto a highway in Westchester County last night. This happened around 7 p.m. on I-684 near Exit 2 in Harrison. The plane apparently took off from Linden, New Jersey, just after 6 p.m., was heading north when it suddenly dropped, made a hard right turn toward White Plains Airport, and declared an emergency. These pilots in the sky saw it happen.
I don't think it'll help much, but Exit 818, we saw him. It looked like he went down there to the right past the NetJets building behind it.
Yeah, I saw it. Thank you. We're talking ops.
That's sound from Broadcastify. Video from the scene showed the plane up against a guardrail on the center median. I-684 shut down for hours. In a statement, Governor Hochul says the Department of Environmental Control cleaned up the fuel spill, adding that their hearts are with the loved ones of those on board. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. Mayor Adams came out of his big sit-down with President-elect Trump's border czar talking about places they agree yesterday.
We're not going to be a safe haven for those who commit repeated violent crimes against innocent migrants, immigrants, and longstanding New Yorkers. That was my conversation today with the border czar to figure out how do we go after those individuals who are repeatedly committing crimes in our city.
Adams says he will use executive orders to assist the feds with the arrest and deportation of people who commit violent crimes. He says he'll continue to protect migrants who work hard and give back. For his part, Homan said he connected with his honor as a career law enforcement officer, and he said he came away with a whole new outlook on the mayor, calling it a great meeting and saying the city is about to get a lot safer. Your commute is about to get a lot more expensive, a little more expensive anyhow. Port Authority voted unanimously yesterday to raise tolls as it approved a $9.4 billion budget, including more than $3.5 billion for capital expenditures on Kennedy Airport, the Midtown Bus Terminal, and GWB repairs, among other things. Starting January 5th, the bridge and tunnel tolls and path fares will go up 25 cents. He's staying put for now. Pennsylvania authorities have set a December 30th bail hearing for CEO killing suspect Luisi Mangione as authorities continue to gather evidence.
Police are trying to get into the suspect's phone, and they've already searched the Manhattan hostel where he stayed and the backpack he wore when he allegedly gunned down insurance CEO Brian Thompson. Sources tell ABC News prosecutors are now bringing evidence before a grand jury seeking an indictment to strengthen their case for his extradition to New York.
We will get the defendant here.
The district attorney declined to comment on the evidence, but police say fingerprints and ballistics tie the 26-year-old to the crime. Aaron Katursky, ABC News for 1010 Winds.
City Council considering two measures to change the way the Child Welfare Agency handles investigations.
At the start of any ACS investigation, a new bill could make sure that parents and guardians have legal services info right off the bat.
Nobody wants to be a case. Is really critical here.
Jess Danhauser, the commissioner of ACS, wants to make sure parents know their rights.
We're seeing fewer families connected to preventive through ACS and more families connected on their own.
The second bill would offer free mental health services to help kids who were once removed come back home and transition. City officials want this to start out as a pilot program. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Now these calls for change come after separate incidents in which a toddler and an infant died of malnutrition in recent months. There are yet more sexual abuse lawsuits filed against Sean Combs.
Three men have filed lawsuits anonymously in New York State court seeking unspecified damages from Sean Diddy Combs. One man said he was a longtime Combs employee meeting him at a hotel to discuss payments in 2020 when Combs drugged and raped him. Another said Combs drugged and raped him at a hotel party in 2019, and he says a man who recorded the incident gave him $2,500 afterwards. A third man said Combs and his record label associates drugged and raped him at a party at Combs's mansion in the Hamptons in 2020. Combs's lawyers say the lawsuits are full of lies, but declined to elaborate. Combs is facing a wave of lawsuits as he also awaits trial on federal sex trafficking charges. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Combs is being held without bail in the federal lockup in Brooklyn. City Educational Oversight Board looking at a major change in the exam for the SHSAT, the admissions test for the city's specialized schools. New contract calls for it to be offered online, and some panel members aren't too sure about that. Tom Shepard is a member of the panel. He tells 1010 Winds he does not want to see this offered online because it's not fair to kids without reliable internet access.
If the panel voted to not approve this online contract, then yeah, Albany would have to have a real conversation about whether or not the SHSAT is a fair and equitable measure of students getting into these schools.
He and other members of the panel say a vote of no would also be a way of voting against testing in general. Big milestone this month for the Brooklyn Children's Museum. It is marking its 125th anniversary. President and CEO Atiba Edwards telling 1010 Winds.
It feels amazing that 125 years ago, a group of people had the foresight and really the pioneer-like mindset to focus on children in a way that was absent and filling a really key void.
The actual birthday is Monday. They're throwing a big party next weekend, free admission, plenty of activities to celebrate. A new idea to lower the cost of groceries, city-owned affordable stores. Assemblymember and mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani tells 1010 Winds it's a workable plan.
All over the country, city governments are pursuing public options for critical services like broadband, energy, and childcare. We can do the same for produce. We can do the same for groceries. And this is something that every New Yorker deserves. They deserve to have food on their table.
Under Mamdani's plan, there would be one affordable store in each borough. The whole thing would cost about $60 million. He says he would redirect it from City Fresh. Free fruits and vegetables for New Yorkers in need today at City Harvest Mobile Market. It's a farmer's market style distribution in Brooklyn. This outdoor free market's this morning at the City Harvest Food Rescue Center in Sunset Park. Group expects to give out more than 20,000 pounds of food to some 1,000 New Yorkers. Now, City Harvest is New York's first and largest food rescue group. They work to make sure people across the five boroughs have access to nutritious meals. The group says this has been a rough year. They say food pantry visits are the highest on record. Thinking about adding a new furry friend to your family this holiday season? Well, Best Friends Pet Lifesaving Center has a deal for you. They have started the 12 Days of Cheer adoption event, $10 adoption fees, and a free bag of Blue Buffalo food with every adoption. Very serious point here, though. The shelter is urging people to adopt rather than buy a pet for the holidays to save the lives of many animals who are waiting for their forever homes. The shelter is open at 307 West Broadway every day from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Well, if you're feeling creeped out or unlucky today, there's a good reason for that. It's Friday the 13th.
No one really knows exactly why, but there are some theories. Some say it's unlucky because Judas was the 13th guest at the Last Supper. Some believe it has to do with the Knights Templar.
The Templars were all but exterminated. The date was October 13th, 1307. Friday.
Both Friday and the number 13 have been regarded as unlucky in certain cultures throughout history. But the biggest pop star in the world actually likes the number 13.
I was born on the 13th. My first album went gold in 13 weeks.
And if Taylor Swift says 13 is lucky, well, maybe the legacy of Friday the 13th is changing.
Correspondent Stacey Lynn. Now, if you do want to play with the jinx... you might just play Mega Millions. The jackpot is at least $670 million tonight after nobody won Tuesday, drawing just after 11 p.m. And, of course, 1010 Wins will bring you those numbers when we've got them. And if you win, we expect to hear from you.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.